To the editor. The school was named to honor the First Nation Chippewas and has kept this indigenous name and tradition for 65 years since 1958. Over 2,700 voices have been submitted to the committee requesting the indigenous name, Chippewa, be on the shortlist and retained to continue its legacy. The Ojibwe, Ojibwe, Chippewa or Salto are Anishinaabe people in southern Canada, mainly Ontario. These people are one of the largest tribal populations in North America, numbering 330,000, of which 160,000 live in Canada. Doesn't it make more sense to maintain and learn more about the indigenous history of Chippewa rather than erase it? To erase it would be committing a harsh act of disrespect to these First Nation peoples, inflaming division. Erasing history is known in our current society as cancel culture. In this case, it would seed division by insulting 160,000 Anishinaabe people in our nation. Two indigenous leaders have spoken very publicly about this issue. When approached, Nipissing First Nation Chief Scott McLeod indicated he doesn't have a problem with Chippewa as the name. Former well-respected police officer George Cucci indicated he felt that the name of the school, Chippewa, should not be changed. Two other schools with the indigenous name Chippewa located on the Thames near London and Chippewa in central Michigan proudly continue with their name. Rowdy Raider, and the insensitive indigenous characterizations depicting him, are the real problem, not the heritage indigenous name, Chippewa. Many of these disrespectful characterizations should be corrected. Perhaps the mascot and Raider's name ought to be reviewed in this context as the real culprit. Relative to naming committee guidelines, the name, Chippewa, satisfies the majority of suggestions the committee identifies as areas of choice. It is on Chippewa Street, beside Chippewa Creek, and occupies the area formerly known as Chippewa Barracks. It certainly has become a geographic feature specific to the Near North District School Board. As well, according to the guidelines, there is nothing that says, Chippewa, cannot be within or part of the chosen name. Be very sensitive and cautious with this decision. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I believe I have provided much logic as to how the continuation of the name and legacy of Chippewa will honor truth and reconciliation. However, let me make this point. It is not the name alone that will enhance the Truth and Reconciliation Initiative. Truth and reconciliation actions have to be done in a meaningful and proactive way. Actions speak much louder than words. I think you ought to respect and enhance the indigenous history of the school, known as Chippewa for 65 years, not cancel it. It will make 160,000 Anishinaabe people in Canada proud of their heritage and pleased that the school authority has been there to protect it. It is the actions, programs and respect placed in the hearts of students for First Nations peoples that will move the needle. The school already has a leg up as it was named to honor the First Nation Chippewas. It already has a legacy of honoring their participation and culture, so build on the positive initiatives now embedded in the tradition of Chippewa. This is an educational consideration, but obviously, education issues overlap with community issues and vice versa. Many polls conducted by the media reveal the strong support the community has for respecting the name and legacy of the existing school. Most results indicated community support to be overwhelming in the 85-90% range. We encourage the two elected public school representatives on the committee to honor their commitment to the public, recognizing and reflecting the overwhelming sentiments of the community on this issue. The board is a public board, so the strong opinion of the community's citizens ought to be respected as opposed to being dismissed. Clearly, the other large board in the community has respected Indigenous heritage by retaining the name and legacy of Algonquin within the Francophone context, much to the approval of our community. The board is a public board, so the strong opinion of the community's citizens ought to be respected as opposed to being dismissed. Stephen Brown, North Bay. Editor's note. Mr. Brown is the author of the petition to keep the Chippewa name.